This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The question of just what bathrooms transgender people can use has become a very hot-button issue here in Michigan and all across the country. North Carolina and the Justice Department are suing each other over that state's controversial new law that, among other things, bans transgender people from using the bathroom of their choice. Attorney General Loretta Lynch condemned that law as state-sponsored discrimination with echoes of Jim Crow. Here in Michigan, public comments are still pouring in on this final day of the Board of Education's draft of voluntary guidelines for schools to respond to the needs of their LGBTQ students. And you guessed it, the bathroom question is fueling heated comments. What is really behind this bathroom panic? Allison Gash is an assistant professor of political science at the University of Oregon. Her recent piece on theconversation.com is titled, "What's the Backlash Against Gender-Neutral Bathrooms All About?" Allison, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Why is it that bathroom safety is so essential for transgender people?
Statistically speaking, when you look at the troubles that transgender individuals face when they are not permitted to use the bathroom that matches their identified gender, we see increased rates of depression, increased rates of, you know, drug abuse that accompanies that depression, increased rates of suicidality. We also have physical tolls, so increased urinary tract infections, kidney infections, right, all the things that are associated with folks having to wait to use a bathroom that they feel safe in. In addition to the toll that it takes on an individual being deprived of their ability to express themselves in a way that matches their identified gender, there's also the physical and verbal abuse that they are subjected to in the context of bathroom choice. Folks are often subjected to verbally harassing threats. They are subjected to physically harassing threats that make it impossible for them to feel safe when they're trying to use a bathroom. In particular, students, which is the focus of that article, what students will do on college campuses is they'll wait. They'll wait and they'll go home to use a bathroom, or they'll adjust their schedule so that they have bathroom breaks that are long enough to allow for them to go to a bathroom that they know to be safe and then not have to miss any class time. In the context of secondary schools, high schools, elementary schools, you have kids who end up missing tons of school because they simply don't feel safe using a bathroom at their school.
As you ask in your piece for theconversation.com, what is this backlash all about?
Well, you know, in some ways, this is a continuation of the backlash that LGBTQ folks have long endured. On some level, backlash to the idea of LGBTQ interests isn't new. I mean, certainly this is what accompanied the marriage debate. It's what's accompanied the employment debate for many, many, many decades. It's what accompanies housing discrimination and various sorts of interests that LGBTQ folks are fighting for. In that regard, it's nothing new. One of the things I suspect is going on is that as soon as you sort of close the door on one type of discrimination, the Supreme Court closed the door on discrimination in the context of marriage, that backlash and that opposition gets funneled into a different arena. And right now that arena is in the context of reactions to bathroom policies that permit transgender folks to use the bathroom of their choice. But these bathroom bills aren't just bathroom bills. These bathroom bills are actually tapping into a whole set of areas where states and localities are instituting bans against LGBTQ rights. This isn't just against transgender individuals, although transgender individuals are feeling the brunt of this. This is against a whole range of LGBTQ interests and also a whole range of civil rights interests in the context of the North Carolina bill. There's even, you know, race and gender stuff there as well.
Yeah, certainly it struck me that we wouldn't be talking so much about bathrooms if we had not had the DeBoer decision legalizing same-sex marriage.
You know, I think to a degree what that decision does is that decision says the gay community is here, transgender folks are here, right? We've been ensnared in this battle with conservatives for decades now, and we came out on top. And public opinion seemed, at least in some states, to have followed along with what the court's edict was. And so I think folks saw there was room to make increasing demands, you know. But then you also have the really brave stands that transgender students in particular took in this moment where we see progress on one level in the context of marriage. We're going to hope that the public stands up with us. And in a lot of contexts, that's been at a pretty serious risk to their own safety. A lot of this progress comes because of their courage and their bravery.
Allison, there's so much talk among critics, certainly when you go on and read the comments on the Michigan Board of Education's voluntary guidelines, that draft. There's so much talk about protecting our daughters and not having men in the women's bathrooms. And you argue in your piece for The Conversation that these bills restricting bathrooms, they're using feminism like a political football. How so?
This is what really gets me. This is what really makes me angry. First of all, when you read the bill, there's nothing in the bill about protecting women's rights. Nothing. Zero. If this were a bill about protecting women's rights, you would actually see something in there that mentioned some ability to curtail high rates of assault, high rates of battery, high rates of rape, high rates of all sorts of stuff women and girls have to deal with on a daily basis, and there's nothing in that bill to deal with that. Furthermore, the measures in this bill, in the North Carolina bill in particular, but in other bills like the Mississippi bill that just passed and the Georgia bill that was ultimately vetoed, and the Texas bill that's being considered, and Michigan's bill as well, these things are broader. In North Carolina's circumstances, for instance, on what level does preventing gays and lesbians and transgendered individuals from lobbying for protections against employment discrimination, how does that help women? In what context does employment discrimination against gay folks help women? There's absolutely no connection between those two things. It's strategically really effective because it presents this sort of boogie monster in the same way that was presented in the context of marriage debates. It was effective in Houston, for instance, when voters outlawed an ordinance that would have done primarily the same thing that the Charlotte ordinance would have done, which is to protect bathroom choice. So they marshaled out this idea that women were going to be endangered by this bill, but there's nothing in these bills that protect women. There's real problems that women face and real dangers and real vulnerabilities every day at the workplace, at school, and there's nothing that these state legislators are doing to actually protect women. So I think it's pretty insulting. Furthermore, what a lot of these advocates are suggesting is that you have single stall bathrooms, right? So single stall bathrooms with a lock, which actually would help protect women. If you have single stall bathrooms with a lock that are gender neutral, anybody using that facility would be safe. The transgender individual, the mom who's using it with their child, or the woman who has concerns about any sort of privacy and safety issues. That is a logical conclusion, a logical resolution to all of these problems, and yet instead we're just adopting bigoted and hateful legislation that does nothing, right, to actually prevent any bad things from happening.
Where do you see this bathroom panic headed, Allison?
After the North Carolina backlash came out, you know, I thought, well, maybe this will be, you know, just another sort of momentary fires creeping up in different states, but they'll be extinguished rather quickly. But Mississippi's religion bill is really concerning. This is a bill that just recently was passed, which basically allows Mississippians to use religion to do all sorts of stuff. You can use religion to deny employment. You can use religion to deny bathroom choice. You can use religion to deny housing. It's really broad. And they expect that the effects of that bill will actually be even broader than the original effects of the North Carolina bill. Where in other states, things like that had been vetoed. So in Georgia, a bill like that had been vetoed. We're still seeing Republicans using their legislative muscle, and they have a lot of state legislative muscle. This is something that folks don't realize. Republicans have done a great job of commanding a state legislative presence, and they're beginning to flex their muscles in this capacity. Texas is gearing up again for another fight, using the remaining, I think, 9 months of their session to bring about a similar bill to the one that was in North Carolina. You know, so it seems to me that even though that there's a sizable backlash, like the one we saw in North Carolina, there's still clearly enough support in the Republican base to warrant these kinds of assaults on the LGBTQ community and transgendered individuals in particular. Also, these bills are taking pot shots at all sorts of groups. So North Carolina's bill actually includes language that makes it really difficult for anybody who is discriminated against in the context of employment to make a claim in state court. And this is something that very few people are talking about. But all sorts of civil rights are being curtailed and affected by this Republican strategy.
Allison Gash is an assistant professor of political science at the University of Oregon. You'll find her piece, What's the Backlash Against Gender-Neutral Bathrooms All About, at theconversation.com. It was great to talk with you, Allison. Thank you so very much.
Absolutely. It was great